2 Orchestra. Thank you. Thanks to all of our guests today, including those from the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, the you've got the Opus 2 Orchestra. Thank you. Thanks to all of our guests today, including those from the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, the Handmade Arcade Youth Accelerator Maker Program, and Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's Teen Media Awards. Chad Green is our technical director, Ella Storm, technical associate. Our education team includes Joseph Kukula, Megan Valley, Alex Bennett, Grace Anderson, Alexa Bosick, and Ben Rutkowski. Ty Trosky books our program. Robert Gray is our director of operations. Ricky Berger is our director of me. This is Larry Berger. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. LBRadio.org.
At 12 o'clock, your dial is tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Saturday night from 6 a.m. to noon on public radio stations in Pennsylvania and Ohio. Broadcast since 1978 and hosted by Larry Berger. SLB calls acoustically, interviews, and live performances. Additional details are available.
And the Skyliners getting us started here with Jay Thurber on Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of the Doo-Wop, your Salt the Swing, your Gumball graduate of the Jed McKinsey Parkology, Jay Thurber at 12:02. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul in this super solid gold Saturday afternoon, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, taking requests at Jay Thurber Show. Mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Right now, 33 in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes. This is Carol King on Radio 9.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the Having some technical difficulties here this morning. What happened to Carol King there all of a sudden?
It used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something
was on my way down here, and I was listening to a different radio station, and I don't know why I ever do that, because they never listen to this radio station. But anyways, I was listening to a different radio station this morning, and they had an ad on there for something called BJ's Wholesale Club. You're familiar with BJ's Wholesale Club? BJ's Wholesale Club, and I didn't realize this, but the motto of BJ's Wholesale Club, they blow the competition away. Does that seem right to you? It doesn't seem right to me.
I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I could go home. I throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. My school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. She look good in the baby doll shoe. Well, so one, two, I put with a shoe. A three, four, get out on the floor. 5-6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46, yeah! I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. I throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Let's get some gold. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. The school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. The shoe look good, and then baby doll shoe. Well, it's a one, two, a four of a shoe. A three, four, get out on the floor. A 5-6, come get your kicks down on the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah!
5-6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. You gotta move, start rocking, baby, rock and rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night, just wait and see, yeah.
Science experiment going on this morning on the radio. I don't know if you can hear it in the background or not. Can you hear it? Can you hear that in the background, maybe? Wait a minute. Let me take the portable microphone over here and see. Let's see here. Test one, two. Here we go. Can you hear that in the background there? Usually I stop on the way down to the radio station and I buy myself a cup of coffee at the gas station, but I bought myself a percolator, and I don't normally like percolator coffee. I grew up on drip coffee, but I bought a percolator, and so we are running our first pot of percolated coffee this morning in the radio station, and I don't know if I'm going to like the taste of it or not, but it already smells wonderful in here. The whole radio station smells like fresh brewed coffee, which is much better than what it usually smells like, which is farts and old DJ BO. So,
Jay,
a lot of it's mine. Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon wants to hear Little Richard. You say if we play him on the Big 900.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Keep my money, don't try to save. My heart said go, go, have a time. On Saturday night and I feel fine. Let's go.
request on Radio 9. 412-385-7450. We're going to have some new music coming your way in just a couple of minutes. Around radio stations and, well, if you call this being an adult, around radio stations and newsrooms, and you can no sooner have radio or news without a coffee pot than you can have it without paper and pencils.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
It's pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates. Well, see you later.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers?
Why don't you try giving him a swift kick in the balls?
I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Hey, great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perked?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office?
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
Yeah, well, next time, why don't you see if they'll wash your underwear again?
Instant Folgers tastes good as fresh perked. Try it.
What a punk.
Jay Thurber.
This boombox.
He's a punk,
this
too.
This boombox. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
Jackie Wilson, Mr. Excitement on Radio 9. At 12:22, chime time, new music from Slim Forsythe off his new disc, Pittsburgh Skyline, coming up. After we take care of a brief message and a couple of other announcements, and, well, the moment of truth. Anybody want to do a drum roll? Let's see. That's not bad. No, that's not bad at all. This is my vintage Westinghouse electric pressure flow percolator that I bought used. Made in Mansfield, Ohio. Probably a tremendous fire hazard. But yeah, that's a pretty good cup of coffee, actually. All right. So now we have everything we need here. Finally, after 10 years of being in... Well, no, not even 10 years in this studio, but it's been 20 years on the radio. Dear God. But after however many years we've been in this building, 5 years, I think, we've been in this studio in McKaysport, we finally have everything we need here to produce a good radio show. We've got the music. We've got the mixing board. We've got the computers. Now we have the coffee pot. Now the only thing we need is for me to get some talent. The McKaysport Model Railroad Club is open Saturdays and Sundays through December 28th. That's at 2209 Walnut Street, Route 148 in McKaysport. For more information, McKaysportModelRR.com. This is their 75th anniversary. The club has a 2,200-square-foot model train display in HO scale. That's across the street from CP Industries' Christie Park Works. Santa Claus will be there on the second and third weekends in December. There is a donation requested at the door. However, scouts in uniform and active duty military and first responders are all admitted for free. For more information, McKaysportModelRR.com or go to McKaysport Model Railroad Club on Facebook. What else to tell you about? Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, so that you could hit pause whenever you needed to or hit rewind. Like that time you got lost in your favorite song. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take a one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control, but you have the power to take control of prediabetes. A message from the Ad Council.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 38. Snow overnight, cloudy, low 30. Rain mixed with snow on Sunday. And then a high of 45 degrees. Could be windy at times on Sunday. Mostly cloudy Monday with a high of 36. Tuesday, snow and then rain mixed with snow and a high of 37. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 34 in Washington, 33 in Butler. It's 38 right now in Beaver County. 34 and cloudy outside our weather window here in downtown McKaysport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland, 33 at WRCT.
Slave and free. I send them any game. looking for a place to run.
The new disc is called Pittsburgh Skyline. That's new music from Slim Forsythe. On Radio 9, here's Elvis Presley.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, boss him over, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, boss him over, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a fit. I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-a-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
On Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Watch out!
It's 12:30.
Here we go again.
Yep, 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 yep. Whip, whip, whip.
Pittsburgh's own Marcel.
Yumma, yumma, pretty mama.
This is Richard Berry on Radio 9.
Yumma, yumma, mama. Yumma, 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 pretty mama, you look good to me.
baby, cutest thing you'll ever see. Heart full of loving, and it's just for me. Yummy, yummy, pretty mama.
Whitehall called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear the Amboy Dukes going out by request. You say if we play them on the Big 900.
out of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Music this week yet. Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons here on Radio 9, and these are the Bell Notes from 1959, and I've had it. I've had another cup of coffee is what I've had.
Yeah.
sound of the bell notes here on Radio 9. More music after these important messages.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to pema.pa.gov and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by Ready PA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
And now it's time for another story of drama and tense emotion. A tale well designed to keep you in anxiety. And here with us again to set the stage for today's thriller is the noted lecturer and world traveler, Commander Neville Putney. Commander, I'm sure that you've reached into your amazing file and brought forth another tale well designed to keep us all in anxiety.
Yes, indeed I have, young man. It's the true story of a husband and wife whose marriage had been unhappy for many years. Their miserable home life was not much different from that endured by millions of others. But one day, their domestic problems were destined to take a sudden turn that would leave them face to face with anxiety. The key figures in our latest story were Gundar and Helga Gonzalez. They'd been married for more than 20 years, and through it all, Gundar had been the typical henpecked husband, catering to the whims of a domineering wife. One evening started out much like the others as they finished dinner and Gundar began clearing away the dishes.
Are you going to begin puttering around with your housework again before you serve my coffee? You know how it disturbs me to wait.
Well, there's no need to get upset, honey bunch. I'll pour coffee right now.
Well, it's a good thing. I've had enough aggravation from you for one day. Just a moment. Didn't I see you slip something into my cup there?
No, of course not, love. Now, please, drink up while the brew is still hot.
Gunda, I'm sure I saw you put something in my coffee and then stir it up with a guilty look on your face. It's strange this should happen just after you mentioned taking out a large insurance policy on my life.
Now, there's no need to go into details of that again. Handling your business affairs is just another of those domestic chores I enjoy doing after I finish the dishes and the ironing. Now, drink up. You know how furious you get when the coffee's cold.
There's something terribly suspicious about all this. Suppose you just drink this cup yourself, and I'll go pour myself another one.
No, that's out of the question. I mean, to say it just wouldn't be proper for you to perform my work for me. If you want more coffee, I'll fix it for you myself.
Fix it for me, Gunda? There wouldn't be anything to fix unless you were adding an ingredient such as poison.
Oh, come now, Poopsie. You're letting your imagination run away with you.
I don't think so, Gunda. First, there was the business with the insurance policy. Now you're in a cold sweat simply because I want to pour another cup of coffee and have you drink this one. I believe it all adds up to attempted murder. I'm going to call the police.
Well, there. How about that for a bit of hair-raising tale, my boy?
Wow, it really has me on the edge of my chair, Commander. But I hope you aren't going to keep us all in anxiety. Was Gunda able to get rid of the poisoned coffee before the police came?
Well, Helga did seize the evidence and hold it until the officials arrived, if that's what you mean. But the beverage wasn't poisoned. What Helga had seen Gundar putting into her cup was merely a spoonful of instant coffee crystals.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all. Why would he have allowed her to call the police instead of just letting her make another cup of instant coffee if she wanted to?
Well, that seems like a rather foolish question for you to ask, young man. I told you that Gundar was henpecked, so obviously he was terrified that his wife would discover he'd forgotten to brew her usual blend of coffee that evening, and there was nothing in the pot but hot water. His behavior was really quite logical.
Well, I certainly don't think it's logical for a person to get in trouble with the police rather than tell his wife he's serving instant coffee. In fact, I think it's just another one of those dumb, pointless stories you've dreamed up.
Dreamed up? Why, you young whippersnapper, every yarn I spin is a true tale brought forth from my amazing file. Now read the closing announcement before I have to put you on report.
Well, after that clinker, this closing coffee is sure going to sound ridiculous, but I'll try to get through it, if you insist. Friends, be sure to join us next time when Commander Putney will again reach into his amazing file and bring forth a tale well-designed to keep you in anxiety.
Thank you, Bob and Ray.
Radio Night.
And weather next. Here's Roy Orbison on Radio 9.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou.
In 12:53, much more music time. News coming up for you at 1 o'clock, so stay tuned to that. More music on the other side. Don't forget to stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Every week, Eric O'Brien brings you all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional bonus material. It is a good way to ease into your Saturday afternoon. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Coming up at 3, right here on Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. New music from the phenomenal Hand Clap Band coming up right after sports.
You're from-
College football action at this hour. The number 22 ranked Pitt Panthers are taking on the Miami Hurricanes in the second quarter. Pitt leading 7-3. We'll continue to check that game throughout the afternoon here. In college basketball action, the Carnegie Mellon Tartans men's team lost to Division II Walsh 98-72. The women's team, do we have any listeners out there from Carlo? You might want to put your fingers in your ears right now, Carlo fans. It's going to be a long, dark winter for your women's basketball team. The Carnegie Mellon Tartans defeated Carlo. This is not a misprint. I checked. 94-24. That drops Carlo to 0-7 on the season. When the Carnegie Mellon Dramats are beating up on your team, you know you have a problem. There's going to be complaints. Pitt Panthers women's team defeated Chicago State 67-53. The men's team defeated the Ohio State Buckeyes 67-66. Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Buffalo Bills tomorrow at Acrisure Stadium, and Coach Mike Tomlin says Quarterback Aaron Rodgers is all systems go for Sunday's game. He suffered a broken wrist in the team's Week 11 game, but he has been back in practice. The Buffalo Bills have the NFL's number one ranked rushing attack, so the priority will be for the Steelers to stop that. Tackle Broderick Jones is out this week. However, linebacker Alex Highsmith is back in the lineup. That game gets underway at 4:25. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking like cloudy skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 38. Overnight, rain mixed with snow and a low of 31. Rain and snow on Sunday, high 46. Monday, mostly cloudy, high 36. And then on Tuesday, snow likely with a high of 37. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 34 in Washington, 36 in Beaver County. It's 34 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 33 degrees at WRCT with new music from the phenomenal Hand Clap Band. Every Saturday afternoon, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation to downtown McKeesport on 80.